Welcome back to Gulf Coast Live. I'm Julie Glenn. While most home chefs may fancy their salsa as worthy of a slot on a grocery store shelf, there is one local group that took that inspiration and turned it into not only a business, but a teaching nonprofit that serves up spice and inspiration. It's called Taste of Immokalee, and it's a student-run initiative that teaches high school kids about business, the food industry, and marketing, among other things. Joining me now to talk about their latest new flavors, we have the assistant to the program director, Yvlande Astrid. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so much for having me.
We're also joined by Martha August. She is a junior at Immokalee High. Thanks for coming in, Martha.
Thank you for having me.
If you'd like to join the conversation, give us a call at 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. On Facebook, we're at WGCU Public Media. And on Twitter, we're at WGCU using the hashtag GCL. First, Yvlande, can you give me a little background on Taste of Immokalee? It started in 2014.
Yeah. Well, it started with a couple of students at from Immokalee High School that were going on a trip, and they were passing through the fields. And as you know, Immokalee is very agricultural. You have a lot of the packing houses, farms, and all that other stuff there. So while they were passing there, they thought about a way to help give back, because most of the time you hear that you graduate high school, you go to college, you come back to give back to the people of Immokalee or to your town.
Yeah, but we just talked about that just about for a lot of half hour now.
Yeah. So they wanted to give back, but they wanted to do it now. They thought about a way, how can we as high school students now make an impact and make a change in our community right now as young teenagers? And that's where the idea of Taste of Immokalee came from. So they thought about creating the salsas and the barbecue sauce and the hot sauces to help give back, because we are actually taking something from our community to give back to the people of Immokalee. So this year, actually, we partnered with Lippman Family Farms, and then we work with them so that they can give us some of their real tomatoes from Immokalee to help create our sauces and such.
So when it started, it wasn't using the fresh veg. It wasn't the fresh tomatoes, was it? And now it's the fresh from the farm locally.
Yeah. Now they're coming exactly from Immokalee. And that was one of the questions that a lot of people were asking us when we were doing promotions. Does the tomato come exactly from Immokalee? And at first, it was not, because our co-packer wasn't able to do it for us.
Well, it's not just that, but it's also difficult.
Yes, it is.
I mean, this is a fresh product. You know, you don't just order it up and it suddenly is there.
Yeah, you know?
So, I mean, that's kind of a big change. Do you hear much from students who've gone on to do exciting things after being involved with Taste of Immokalee? It's all high school students, but then they graduate and go on.
Mm-hmm. Well, this year we have our first student that graduated, Dulce Mendoza. She got a job with the government. She's in Guam, right? She's going to Guam, I think, on Saturday. So, and a lot of them are graduating this year as well, which have big plans. And we have kids from freshman year to senior year, and then the range is just so amazing, and the different things that they're doing in the company.
So how many students are involved right now?
Wow. Right now we have about, all together from the apprenticeship, the junior board, and the college board, we have about 60 students.
Oh, that's quite a bit.
Yeah.
All right. So now, Martha, you're involved. You're a junior?
Yes.
Okay, so what is your involvement? What are you doing? Are you in the intern level? Are you in the board or junior board, or where are you?
I'm part of the junior board. In the junior board, everyone has departments that they're in. And I'm part of the HR, which means human resources. I do filing, payroll, and I do emails. I send emails out to the students.
So you're learning HR as a junior in high school?
Yes.
I mean, that's pretty cool that even exists. I mean, I wouldn't even know HR existed when I was a junior in high school. So, and you're doing payroll, so people get paid?
Yes.
Some of them. The interns probably know?
Well,
that's the grand tradition of internships, right?
Well, the way that is when you first join the company, you're an apprenticeship student. So during that time, you're learning about the company, you're learning about how we do the promotions, how we sell, you're learning how to tell the story, the pitches, and all that other stuff. During that time, you're just learning, and it's not paid. But after that, you can do a summer internship that we have, which is paid. It's for about 6 weeks. And after that, you can be on the junior board, and you get paid for that, too, when you do certain things for us.
And then you also have some big news announced this summer. You got a couple new flavors going on.
Yes, we do. This summer, we were working on coming out with the pineapple mango salsa and the tangerine mandarin barbecue sauce.
Tangerine mandarin barbecue sauce.
Yes.
It's kind of like peachy kind of.
Yeah.
And then a little bit of orange. That sounds great.
It has a little kick to it. It's really, really good.
A little kick, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, but that doesn't just happen. You don't just go pull out, Auntie's recipe and say, hey, let's just go with it. How hard was it to get that up and running?
It was a process. Our co-packer is in Winter Springs, Florida. And a lot of the times we have to transfer, we have to drive over there to take, do tastings, to check if anything's wrong, if it's matching the profile that we're looking for. It's definitely a process, and it's taking us quite some time, but it's finally ready, and now it's in all the Publixes in Collier County, and we're waiting to see if we can get into more Publixes in Lee County.
In Lee County, yeah, you're working
yes.
on that. But I understand, though, that your big time of year is coming up, the Christmas time. You have a lot of online ordering for those Christmas baskets.
Yes, yes, we do. We actually got an order the other day for 500 baskets already, and we're like, oh, my God, we're just starting. It's not even Christmas.
Whoa.
Yet. But we were very excited that, you know, it's gotten to the point where the joy we get just to prepare these things, send it back, and then the profits, what the profits are doing in the community is just very, very, very amazing.
500. Who orders 500 baskets? I mean, it's good stuff and everything, but this guy's got one big Christmas list. That could have been Santa. I'm not sure. So how much do you have to ramp up before you have your fourth quarter sales?
Wow.
I mean, you probably had to start producing.
Yeah, well, we are in – last week we were in the process of getting everything together for our catalog. It's not fully out yet, but we're still working on that. And we have to do a lot to try to get all the products in, make sure the co-packer is sending everything, and make sure that everyone is ready for the big sales that we're about to have this Christmas.
Man, it's going to be a lot. And so, Martha, I'm wondering, do you ever get in on the sales? Do you go out there and do any of the taste tests out at the Publix?
Yes.
Is that part of the deal? You have to?
Yes. I do promotions on Saturdays doing the Publix promotions. So I'm kind of a team leader for one of the groups. And I just teach them how to do promotions. I've been in the company for 2 years now. And the new ones, I'm helping them out.
Okay, so Martha, you said earlier just doing HR and you're just, you know, doing a little bit of filing here and
yeah.
there. Now I'm in charge of promotions and I'm training everybody else how to do their promotions. So don't yeah. be so humble, right? Mm-hmm. So you've been doing how do people react when they see you at Publix and you're out there and you're like, would you like to try? How do they?
Sometimes they say no because it's too early or they just had lunch. But when they actually do try the products, they tell us it's really good and that they would like to come back and buy it.
I don't know. How have the new have you tried the new one?
Yes.
Which one's your favorite?
The tangerine barbecue sauce.
You like the barbecue sauce?
Yes. It's
yes. We
awesome.
Don't eat barbecue without it.
You don't eat barbecue without it?
No.
You know, I'm from Kansas City and I'm a big fan of barbecue, so I'm going to have to try this out. I'm going to have to get a hold of this. It's at the Collier County Publix's, right?
Yes. And people can also order online at tasteofimakali.com.
You know, when I was in high school, I remember there were certain clubs that were cool and there were certain clubs that were kind of like, you know, okay. Does everybody at the high school want to be part of Taste of Immokalee?
I'm not sure. I'm not that high school anymore. I'm early at admit, so
yeah.
I don't see anyone from the high school.
Oh, okay.
A lot of the students that we have, we don't get like 100 people every year into our program. But the little 20 that we have, they're really dedicated and devoted to the company, and they're doing amazing things in school. Some of them are already in college and high school, and they're still prospering and doing great things with the company as well. We have a student, Kinsey Caesar. She's only 15, and she's head of our marketing team. And it's just like, she's 15, and she's doing all of this interviews, the different shows that want to talk to us, and she's creating all these things at 15, and it's just amazing.
When you have new kids coming into the program, are they surprised to learn what all goes into making these things happen?
Yes. Even me, myself, I joined my senior year of high school, and I'm a sophomore in college now. I was like, okay, so I'm going to join this company or this club, and I'm going to attend the meetings, learn about how to talk to people, public speaking and all of that. And I had no idea there was so much that goes into it. From just doing the payroll and the student accountants that we have, they were so surprised that they had to do all of this. They had to get used to QuickBooks and all these other things. And one of them's just – they're also like 15. Like, how are you 15 and doing QuickBooks and payroll and talking to the accountants and all of that?
Oh, you got the accounting, you got marketing. Do you have people doing graphic layout and design when you're putting together your catalog?
Uh-huh. So the person working on our catalog right now is Jeremiah. He's a freshman, I think, in high school. The new labels that we have, we just came out with new labels this summer as well for our products. And one of our students created, actually, he worked with it with our other design teams. And then he created the whole new label. And it's just crazy.
It looks great, too. I've seen it.
Yeah.
I got to say. Well, it's a really interesting project, but that's all the time we have for this part of our show. But I want to thank my guests, Yolanda Astrid, and the administrative assistant to the Taste of Immokalee executive director. And also thanks, Martha August. I mistyped that. But thank you, Martha, for coming in and talking with me today.
Awesome.
I appreciate
it. Thank you so
much. When we return, the South Florida Water Management District is looking into the viability of using hundreds of what it calls emergency estuary protection wells. We'll talk about that when we get back. I'm Julie Glenn, and you're listening to Gulf Coast Live. Stay with us.